Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Noxok First Nation attacks corporate fish farm. Natives, environmentalists, and commercial fishermen stormed the construction site for an Atlantic salmon hatchery on British Columbia's central coast and tore it apart recently. Native leaders likened introducing Atlantic salmon and parasites and diseases spread by fish farms to the arrival of the first traders who spread smallpox up and down the coast, killing 90% of the native people in some villages. "Enough is enough," said Chief Nuktamlak of the Noxok First Nation of Bella Coola. "It is like when smallpox came into the valley. It killed our people. Now they want to do the same to the salmon." The 60 protesters who arrived by boat from the neighboring communities tore open the gate to the Omega Fish Hatchery in Ocean Falls and ripped down the wooden forms for newly poured concrete. "We don't want the fish hatchery. We don't want the fish farms. We mean it," said Clement Lamb, 35, of the Forest Action Network, who was arrested for ripping down the form. "Our ultimate goal is to drive all the fish farms out of the British Columbia coast." The 20 fish farms operating in the Broughton Archipelago near Alert Bay are being blamed for destroying the pink salmon runs in the area. Fewer than 150,000 of the more than 3.6 million pink salmon were expected actually to return this year. A scientific study of the disaster suggests the juvenile salmon were killed off by blood-sucking sea lice they picked up on the way past the salmon farms. Natives raised the alarm even before the fish failed to return. Fishermen were finding young pink salmon covered with the parasites in their fish farms, and last month demanded the shutdown of all fish farms in the area to no avail. Appeals court prohibits whaling by Indians in Washington. A federal appeals court ruled last Friday that the Macaw Indian tribe could not resume hunting gray whales. It agreed with whaling opponents that the government must study the impact of hunting more thoroughly. A panel of the court, the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco, rejected as inadequate a federal environmental assessment that the whaling had no significant impact. The court said the assessment did not adequately determine its effect on the local whale population and the precedent whaling could set in other areas. "Having reviewed the environmental assessment prepared by the government agencies in the administrative record, we conclude there is no substantial questions remaining as to whether the tribe's whaling plans will have a significant impact on the environment," Judge Marsha S. Berzon wrote. Overturning a lower court, the panel ordered the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the National Marine Fisheries Service to create an environmental impact statement more extensive than an environmental assessment. "We're extremely excited about the court's decision," said Michael Markarjan, president of the Fund for Animals based in New York. A lawsuit filed by the Fund for Animals, the Humane Society of the United States, and others contended that the macaw whaling would endanger public safety and harm gray whales that linger in Washington's Strait of Juan de Fuca. Most of the whales migrate between Alaska and Mexico. Macaw whaling rights are guaranteed by an 1855 treaty. After a seven-decade break, the tribe resumed whaling after gray whales were removed from the endangered species list in 1994. Since then, tribal whalers have killed one whale in 1999. Last May, the International Whaling Commission authorized the tribe to continue whaling, allowing a harvest of up to 4 gray whales annually for 5 years. The appeals court also said that the whaling violated the Marine Mammal Protection Act. The threshold for protection under that law is less than is required for threatened or endangered listing under the Endangered Species Act. And this story came from the New York Times. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come on, boys, in the-